Well, we should all be servants to one another. So in preparation for the special selection that I was going to deliver today, Psalms 96 came to mind, and I just wanted to read that, just a few verses of that. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but God made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Can I say thanks for the things he has done for me? Things so undeserved, yet he gave to prove his love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to God. Be the glory.
Morning, Village. My name is Chris Sasser, and I'm one of the deacons here at Village, and I'm delighted to be a vessel and a conduit for expressing today's scripture reading, which comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, which can be found in your pew Bibles on page 1068, or you can follow along on the overhead fore and aft. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. May the Lord add his blessing and understanding to the reading of his word.
I don't know what you're going to remember from this morning's service. You'll probably remember the special music. I'm sure you're going to remember the children's story. And I hope you'll remember the report that our guest speaker is going to give in a few moments. Let me provide a little background to that. In 2009, our summer mission project was helping a church in Cameroon build a new building. We raised about $8,000, and a family in our church generously matched that amount so that we sent altogether about $16,000 to Cameroon to help the Baptist Church in Bamungkabit construct a new sanctuary. We sent the money via Western Union, usually in $1,000 or $2,000 increments, and our own Dave Thompson made numerous trips to the Western Union office with thousands of dollars stuffed in his pockets because we had to send it in cash. Well, the pastor in Cameroon used the money so carefully that they not only built a new sanctuary, they were able to build a small pastor's residence next to it. After the building was completed in 2010, the pastor sent another request. He asked if our church would be willing to sponsor him and provide a scholarship so that he could go to the Cameroon Baptist Theological Seminary. After careful consideration, our deacons voted to support his education with the understanding that his mother would provide for some of his living expenses. Tragically, his mother died, so the deacons increased their support to pay for his living and educational expenses. It was shortly after that that Linda and I went to the Baptist World Congress the summer of 2010 in Hawaii. And while we were there, we met Baptists from all over the world. We were in an English language Bible study one day when I spoke to Linda and I said, I hope we can meet somebody from Cameroon. And the teacher of the Bible study, who happened to be from England, wanted to know where we were from. So we went around the room and asked where people were from, and there were people from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Nigeria, England, Scotland, Wales, United States. And then a lady sitting in the row just behind us said she was from Cameroon. And I leaned over and I kind of made eye contact with her. I said, I'd like to talk to you after the session is over. She said, okay. Well, the lady that we met was Elizabeth Simondi, who's with us today. And we came to find out that she was one of only six people from Cameroon there among the thousands of Baptists who'd gathered. Well, after we learned that Elizabeth was the president of the Cameroon Baptist Women's Union, we told her about our helping a church in Bamungkabit build a building and helping the pastor go to seminary. Now, Elizabeth had never heard of the church. She didn't know the pastor, but she was grateful for our support. And when we heard that Elizabeth was coming to this area to visit her daughter who lives in Montgomery County, we made arrangements for her to come to our church. And she came that summer of 2010. She presented a very wonderful report about Cameroon, about the Cameroon Baptist Convention, about the Cameroon Baptist Women's Union. And then she returned to our church a few weeks later for a dedication service for the local affiliate of the Cameroon Baptist Convention Women's Union. In 2011, our summer mission project was raising money to purchase long-lasting insecticide-treated mosquito nets to help prevent the spread of malaria in Cameroon. And we arranged with Elizabeth to send the money that we raised to Cameroon, to the Cameroon Baptist Convention, and the Women's Union would purchase the nets and then distribute them in underserved areas of their country. Well, we sent about $8,500. By this time, we could send it directly to the Cameroon Baptist Convention. And in 2012, the Women's Union began to distribute the insecticide-treated mosquito nets to help prevent the spread of malaria in Cameroon. They went to a remote region that was hard to get to, distributed the nets. But then we learned that the government of Cameroon was beginning to distribute mosquito nets on a countrywide basis so that our project became redundant. And we asked Elizabeth if she would think about another use of the money that we'd sent to Cameroon. Well, the Women's Union, in conjunction with the Cameroon Baptist Convention Health Services, proposed a cancer screening project for women in underserved areas of the country. Our funds would be used to help provide a mobile clinic van with a team of healthcare providers that would travel to these areas and provide cancer screening to women who otherwise would not have that service provided. Women's Union representatives would go with this team of healthcare providers, and they would be involved in promotion, registration, other logistics, and they would present the gospel message to the women who came for the free cancer screenings. The first screening took place last October, November. The second was in February. The third was in April, in different areas of the country. And we're so happy that Elizabeth is here today to give a report about those screenings that our church helped to fund through our donation to the Cameroon Baptist Convention. So Elizabeth, I'm going to ask you to come up and talk to us about the screenings, and then I'm going to have some more to say after she presents her report. We also have some graphics to go along with that, so we look forward to hearing firsthand about the work that was done over the last 6 or 8 months.
Good morning, church. With the summary the pastor has given, I stand here as a voice. I stand as the voice of 2,127 women from Cameroon who were privileged to have free cervical cancer screening. I stand as the voice of the women of three cities who have been made aware of the dangers of cervical cancer, and some of them have been privileged to know their status. I stand as the voice of the women of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, through whom you sent the funding and this screening was done. I stand as the voice of the Cameroon Baptist Convention Women's Union Extension. Some of the members are here present, who might have time sometime later to share their own privilege of being the channel that the Lord has used. I stand as a voice from Cameroon to say thank you to Village Baptist Church. And I would ask my sisters who are behind there wearing this uniform to first of all stand up. And we are going to do something that is very common with us back home. We have different ways of saying thank you, Lord. Sometimes we raise some sounds. You might have heard that over television. But these days, what we do is we just give a clap offering unto the Lord. So I want these ladies to join me to represent this body back home to give a clap offering unto the Lord for what our brethren here have done. Let us give a clap offering unto the Lord. Thank you very much. You can be seated. Well, as has been said, it was initially supposed to be distribution of mosquito nets. And we had those difficulties because nets were being given out free. And so you gave the approval for the project of cervical cancer screening. And we went ahead with it. When we started, we thought of going right up to the extreme north. Because right up the extreme north, that is north and extreme north, as you see in the map of Cameroon, is Muslim dominated. And there, the girls, women get married at a very young age, sometimes from 13 years. And they stand the risk of having cervical cancer because the causes are early marriage, multiple sexual partners, and having many children. So we thought of including the North, but when we looked at what we had, the means we had at hand, we discovered that to go right to the North was going to be very, very expensive and the money was not available. So what we had, we agreed to have the screening in the Northwest, the Southwest, and the West, these three regions out of 10. And we distributed it this way. We're going to screen 800 women in the Northwest, 800 in the Southwest, and 500 in the West region. So we first of all went to Mamfe in the Southwest, and we screened 685 women. Then we went to Fumban in the West region. We screened 910, and then we went to Pinyin, where we screened 532. From the statistics given by World Health Organization, I would narrow it down to Cameroon. 12% of all the cancers that the women have come from cervical cancer. And every year, we have about 1,500 women who have cervical cancer, and about 950-something to 1,000 die. Because the symptoms are not always there until it is late. So most women don't know, and they don't go for checkup to see whether they are at risk. So by the time they go for checkup, it is already late, and most of them die. So it has been a wonderful blessing to have this cervical cancer screening free of charge. The Cameroon Baptist Convention Health Board does it, but it is not free. The most they can do is they bring it down to, say, $4 in the rural areas. And most women cannot afford this. So having it free for the first time has been a great blessing. We went to Mamfe, and the sensitization was done. The women turned out, but we couldn't target the 800, meet our target of 800, because most of the women live in the hinterland, and at that time it was just after the rains, and so they couldn't afford transport of, say, $6 to come and go back. And that's why we could only screen 685. Now, looking at the pictures, Mamfe screening, the one right up, you see me there with this headscarf on and the white blouse. Normally what we do is the women come, we give them registration forms, and we have to do some interrogation to get to know their personal medical history, get to know their sex life, say, as teenagers, as married women. Some have single, they are monogamous in marriage, but the husbands have other partners. Okay, and some are polygamous, and some of them, because of early exposure to relationship with the opposite sex, you know, they have the chances of having all this. So we need to get all this information filled out so that by the time they go for the screening, the screener already knows the background. So there you find me filling the form. The other picture is we are standing by the mobile clinic van. The health board has just one van, and this van crisscrosses the whole nation. It's a mobile clinic which has everything in it, and it's one of the centers for screening. When we go to a place we are given, say, a building, we create screening rooms, and this van is one of them. It has everything within it. And on that picture, you see me holding the poster. That's the poster we use for the health talk, where you have the drawing of the cervix and the good cervix, the one that is having pre-cancer and that which is already cancerous. So that is used for the health talk. by the van is the driver, the hefty man is the driver, he's the lone person who drives that van, and he has come to learn how to do the interrogation and to fill the forms. The young man by the side is one of the screeners in Mamfe. The next picture are women seated listening to the pastor. When we go to any city, we get the Baptist pastor to come and give us a devotion in the morning, first thing. So in Mamfe, we had the field pastor who came every morning and gave a devotion. And after the devotion, I'm given a chance to talk. The other picture, we see the women sitting on the bench with their cards. Back in Cameroon, when you are going to the hospital, you have your hospital card. You always take it along wherever you go. And when you have your check and prescription, everything is written in that card. So the women are sitting there with their card, waiting to go for the screening and the results to be written in the card. And then down, where you find the women standing, that was after sharing the gospel message. You look to the extreme, my right, you find me standing there. I'm sharing the gospel message using the gospel hand. And that I was privileged to do wherever we went. After the pastor gave the devotional, I will share the gospel message, and the response has been wonderful. You'll get that. So in Mamfe, it was a successful screening exercise. The women were indeed very, very grateful. The population was very, very happy with what was done. And by the time we rounded up, many more wanted to come, but we had programmed 1 week and we had to leave. The next picture, the next show would be that of Fumban. And I would like to talk a little bit more about Fumban because that area is Muslim dominated. And when we're going there, what was bothering me was, how are we going to share the gospel message in a place where you have Muslims? That's what I have never done. Well, when we got there, we met the pastor. There is a lone Baptist church, and we met the pastor. He came the very first day to share, to have a devotional talk with the women. You find him standing there in a tie, and the young man by him is one of the screeners. When he started sharing, one of the staff called the medical doctor in charge and reported to him that we're preaching. So the medical doctor came and stopped the pastor. He asked him, who asked you to preach here? You are supposed to come and screen the women and not to start telling people about your Jesus. So he stopped him right in the middle. And the whole time we're just praying. Finally, well, he had to round up. And he just prayed and ended up. So we told him not to come back. But the Lord did his work there. The women kept coming. Some of them would come as early as 5 a.m. in order to get a good position. So we'd start interrogation, say, by 7, and we are interrogating the women, and the screening is done until, say, around 10:30, 11 in the night. We have no time even to take a bite because they just kept coming. We have 150 getting to 200 in one day. So by the end of 7 days, we screened 910 women. And I want to say that here in Fumban, the response to the gospel message was really wonderful. By the time we shared and asked those who want to receive Christ as Savior, we ask for wisdom, not to ask them to indicate by show of hand, because we're going to tell on one another. But from the response of the voices, we could say 90% of the women prayed to receive Jesus as their Savior, right there in Fumban. And using the gospel hand, we thought was good because it will help them when they go back home. You can look at your own fingers and you know that, you know, this is what is said about this finger in relation to God, in relation to sin, in relation to Jesus. And so that was the wonderful harvest from there. And in Fumban, it was so unique because one of the queens we had, the queens from the palace, they came. It's a sultan who is there. 9 of the queens came for screening. And at the end, one of the queens stood up and she gave a message, very brief, on behalf of the women of Fumban. I will not give it verbatim, but it was, when you go or you send the message, tell our brethren of Village Baptist Church that we say thank you. That was the unique place where we had one of them speak on behalf of the women. Well, from Fumban, right in Fumban, let me talk about Fumban again, please. Right in Fumban, down, the last picture down, you see the staff of the hospital. The man to my left, which is to your right, that is the chief medical officer of the hospital who came and interrupted. And then we have the team and some of the workers in the hospital up, you see the staff, hospital staff. While we are doing our screening, they are going on with their own work, consulting the patients that are coming to the center. And down to my left, I'm holding the chat, still in this uniform, because when they are giving the health talk, the person giving the health talk is holding the chat, and those who are sitting on her side will not be able to see. And so I'm holding the chat for the women to see. The last place we had screening was in Pinyin. Pinyin is in the northwest region. The interesting thing about Pinyin is that before we went there the first day, more than 600 women were already present. Why? Because when the person went out to sensitize, she told them we have only 505 chances remaining. We've already screened in the other places, so you only have 505. And the women came that day in their great numbers because nobody wanted to be left out. So by the time we got there that early morning, the whole place was full, crowded with women. Some had trekked overnight because it's a hilly region and they live very far. They had trekked overnight to arrive early in order to be attended to. Here we were having only 505 chances. What were we going to do? Well, the first thing we did, we encouraged them, we appreciated them, we shared the gospel message. And with the picture sent to Pastor Bruce, by the time the response was requested, you saw the women, the majority of them put up their hands to pray to receive Jesus as Savior. And then the subsequent days, those who kept coming, who did not know we had already attained our number, we used that advantage also to share the gospel message. So we can say right in Pinyin, we might have reached more than 700 with the gospel message, and they responded. So generally speaking, the cervical cancer screening has been a wonderful gift, not only to the women of these areas, but to Cameroon as a whole. Because the women know their status. Many of them who were screened and they came out knowing that they are free, they were so happy. They were excited with their families. Those who had pre-cancer and were able to have it handled, they were also happy. The few, sad to say, who were discovered already at the stage where nothing could be done, they were counseled. But again, we just trusted the Lord that a miracle could happen. Or if they had to go, at least they've been prepared. So we had all this, and this is the general overall summary. In Manfe, we screened 685, Fumba 910, Pinyin 532, and so we had a total of 2,127. 27 was a gift, let me call it a gift from the health board, because when we had so many women in Pinyin, we didn't know how to send all of them away. So the health board said, okay, just take a few others. So we had 27 as a gift. And then those who were positive for pre-cancer, you see, were 114. And those who were treated were 55. And some had pelvic mass around their pelvis because in the course of doing the screening, they have to examine the breast. 22 had pelvic mass, and some had breast mass, 17. And some were referred for treatment. Those referred for treatment is because they were not able to meet up with the demands at that time. So they were referred to go to the different health centers when they were ready. Overall, it has been wonderful. Personally, I say that God is so faithful because we make our plans, He knows what is best, and He gives the final word. Village Baptist Church wanted to reach out to Cameroon with mosquito nets, but the Lord, who knows best, He knew that we needed this cervical cancer screening. And that is why it had to go the way it went. And finally, these women have been privileged. Like somebody said one time, when these women who have been reached out with the word, they would stand before the Lord on that day when He's rewarding His servants for having done a good job. You of this church, Village Baptist Church, you'll be surprised to see the many who would stand behind you, even through these women who received Jesus as their Savior because of that gift. The line will be long. So I stand here to say thank you on behalf of my brethren and to say keep up with it. The Lord is doing His work and He expects us to be available. You have availed yourself. Don't stop. We are your hands. We are your feet. You send us. We'll go where you cannot go as you are responding to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much.
The scripture that we read from Philippians, Paul wrote to the church at Philippi thanking them for their friendship and partnership in the gospel. And the Greek word that Paul used in verse 5 is the word koinonia. It's a word that means sharing, it means participation, it means partnership, it means friendship, it means fellowship. Through our koinonia in the gospel, we have brothers and sisters in Christ across the ocean in Cameroon and throughout the whole wide earth. Since we first met in 2010, Elizabeth and I have become email pen pals. We've been exchanging messages via the internet on a regular basis. And Elizabeth has been very diligent in sending us pictures that you saw, some of them, and reports that I've posted on the bulletin board out there if you'd like to read more about these three visits, as well as personal information about the work that's being done. And at the close of every email, Elizabeth signs off with the words, "Your sister in the vineyard." Yes, through our koinonia in the gospel, she is our sister in the vineyard, and I am her brother in the faith, and we are brothers and sisters together in Christ. Elizabeth, the words that Paul said to the Philippians are my words to you and to all your sisters in the vineyard in the Women's Union. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your koinonia in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are lifted up as we consider what together we can do for the cause of Christ, the lives that have been touched, the lives that have been saved, the good news has been shared. And together, because of our koinonia, we celebrate our partnership, our sharing in the gospel, and what together we can yet do in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we thank you that we are not alone, that you are with us, and we have brothers and sisters through our common faith in Jesus all around the world. We thank you for the Cameroon Baptist Convention and for the Women's Union of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, for the leaders who have taken the message of Jesus to their people, and for the chance that we have to share with one another the good news of Jesus. We thank you for those 2,100 plus women that were screened for cancer. We thank you for those who receive treatment, those who, because of the treatment, will not get cancer. We thank you for others who receive treatment who have cancer now. And yes, for those who have received a very serious diagnosis, that they might receive treatment, and that if the treatment is not effective, they might know the saving power of Jesus and might have the hope of life eternal. We pray for many of those women who prayed to receive Christ even as they heard the gospel message being presented. And we pray that for those families that have been affected by this outreach by the Cameroon Baptist Women's Union. We thank you for giving us the opportunity to be a part of this ministry. And we pray you continue to show us ways that we can reach out beyond ourselves with the love of Christ, with the good news of Christ, with the saving message of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God, to recognize that we are not alone, that you are with us, and we have brothers and sisters in Christ on every hand, even across the seas. The koinonia the fellowship, the partnership, the sharing is ours because of our common faith. And we pray that we might continue to seek to serve you in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After the service, there's going to be some refreshments down in the fellowship hall. We're inviting Elizabeth and the other Cameroon Baptist Women's Union affiliates to be with us, chance to visit, share some refreshments, a time of fellowship. But before that, we're going to sing a closing hymn, and we offer you the opportunity to respond. It may be there's someone here today who'd want to accept Jesus as your Savior, to receive the promise of eternal life, to receive the abundant life that's ours through faith in Him, to follow Him as a believer in baptism. Or maybe you've already made that commitment to Christ, but you're not a part of this church. You want to unite with us if we seek to serve Christ together. The invitation is to come to the front as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, number 288, Lord, Your Church on Earth is Seeking.